כן.
טוב, שלום חברים.
Hello friends.
נעשה עדכון קצר על הכנס, מה...
We're going to have a short update about the convention, what's going on, what we're planning this weekend.
הכנס שלנו יוצא יום שבת.
So, the Congress is going to be Saturday, Sunday, 27th, 28th of January, two full days of connection in the tens and the whole world kli from 7 a.m. to the gathering here in the center till 7:30 in the evening. We'll have two full days. As of now in Israel, there's 1,850 people that are going to come here physically. Along with that, virtually, we already have 3,000 virtual participants, and there's still a few more days, and we're expecting that the people here, the quantity will grow. And there's a lot of thoughts how to make it convenient for everybody, also the way we're sitting and how everybody's going to flow through, that it'll be pleasant and a good atmosphere. So there's a lot of thought about it. What else? The uniqueness of the content is giving an emphasis to very work in quality in the tense, to go into a deeper connection than what we had today. So a few things, we're gonna, every day is gonna be divided into two halves. Half a day means that we're starting, there's gonna be a social time of an hour, where we're gonna cook ourselves, prepare ourselves emotionally and internally in the ten. We're just going to work on the connection, and there we're going to also read a Rabash article and scrutinize it and see. We're going to approach the reading from a place of how Rabash gives us advice how to develop our ten, to deepen in our connection in the ten. That's going to be the spirit. We're going to use it as a platform to prepare for the convention. Then we're going to have a lesson with Rav, a lesson of 2 hours, where we are going to constantly go deeper. We're constantly going deeper into the connection in the ten, on the basis of Rabash articles, what he wrote about the articles of the society. After the meals with Rav, we're going to have festive meals where we're all going to be mixing with one another. There, I'm not with my constant ten anymore, my permanent ten. So in the general atmosphere that we're going to have, so that's going to be morning and evening. In the evening, the meals will be a bit longer. They're going to be even more festive. They're at the peak of every day. In addition to the Congress here, there's above, there are about 23 big physical gatherings around the world, from 10 friends to over 200 friends. So we're really expecting that, to have a good connection, and that nothing will be lacking, that we'll be able to hear good translations and see the friends back on the screen. So that's it. We're constantly upgrading the place, our home. Now they're adding all kinds of lighting there, and we're doing everything so the atmosphere will be even more warm and good and special. What else can I add? What's very special about it is there's like a very special seriousness about it, that friends are supposed are taking their ten into a lot of importance, that we're all registering together as a ten, that we're all going to live together as a ten, and whoever can't come physically, they'll have virtual conditions to keep in touch, and it's very special to see how a person isn't on his own right anymore, that he only cares about himself and coming to like a party of connection, but the 10 wants to know what's going to happen with him. We can also say that we're above 250 tens only here, in addition to other friends in the world that are a few more hundred. That's it. Maybe Dudi has something to add.
אני דווקא רוצה לשאול שתי שאלות. אולי שאלה ראשונה, אנחנו גם מגיעים הרבה תלמידים שמגיעים בפעם הראשונה.
I'd like to ask two questions. There are new students from our campus that are coming for the first time. 120 friends that finished two semesters. They only learned the basics. They're with us. It's their first year of study. I wanted to ask,
how do you absorb them?
We absorb them.
How? You turn them into groups or what?
Yeah, they will sit together in their tents. They're going to be together in workshops, go through the lessons.
Are you adding to them some...
There's instructors that are going to sit with them and guide them and help them. They won't be lost in space. But more of a question about their inner preparation. How, if you turn to the new students now,
I cannot tell you. Now, to begin to prepare them? Let them come and we will have to prepare and hold them and sustain them and embrace them and arrange everything for them. We need to think, what is the difference between people who come with a veteran 10, which is completely, which doesn't require any external care, tending to, as opposed to people who come for the first time? What they need as opposed to what the veterans need. Should we add one or two veterans to be among them? I'm not sure how to do it. You need to think about it.
No. Ken.
Yes.
Whether veterans or not, there are a lot of circles of friends that we have. Lately, I heard a few that towards the Congress feel a gap between their concern about what's happening in Israel, the wounded friends that are at war, to air what we're talking about that is very internal and only speaking about work in the tents, and they feel a huge gap.
Yes.
And there's like a fear of how to stabilize myself towards the Congress.
We will have to talk about it, but basically our whole effort, our whole hope is that this will be our contribution to changing the security state in Israel, to making it better. And that we will advance. Advance both in the connection between us and also in the whole of the people of Israel, which needs more unity, more cohesion among all the members of the nation, and we will advance. I actually think that there's room for it, and also a demand. Okay?
Again.
Yes.
Question from a friend who is going to a Mir Congress. He says, I come to the Mir Congress, I enter and participate in a lesson with the 10, so do I remain with them during all the lessons, or
I don't know. I don't know these things, and I don't want to give them directions. There are people here who can suggest to him. I don't know.
We answered his question.
We
also published a document of how the tens should conduct themselves. So, from five tens and above,
first,
I'm going to describe the convention, then the world kli. The Congress is in our constant and our permanent tens. Social times and lessons were in our permanent ten. In the meals, we're all mixing. That's happening in the world and here in Petah Tikva.
אנחנו הגדרנו כזה דבר מבחינת
הסירה הגבוהה. From 5 tens and above, that's enough to be called your permanent tent. And they sit together. They can connect friends to them that are virtual. Friends that are going to other mirror congresses. So we think they should incorporate with the friends at the mirror congress. They made the effort, they decided to go, so they're incorporating in the local gathering they went to. That's it. If someone wants to participate in the Arvut system, they're part of a permanent tent, and they don't have enough friends, so they can join their permanent tent virtually, or go into rooms according to languages and incorporate there with everybody else.
Moshe.
Okay, Moshe.
So, we're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 7, Number 1. You can find the study materials on Sviva Tova and Arvut, and also ask questions there.
מתבקש לקום, להחזיק מיקרופון קרוב לפה ולדבר בקול רם וברור. עשר הספירות, דזיין מלאכין, קדמאין, דמיתו. א',
Number one.
כי אלו המלאכים,
No, that the root of these מלאכים is the first bone that emerged from the illumination of the עיניים of Ak called the world of Nikudim. Every phase of Malchut that exists in all the worlds was made of this name, Bon. This is so because there's Malchut and Arich and Abba Ve'ima and Zon, and they were all sorted by the name Ma, that elicited from Metzach of Ak, which is the phase of the male. You already know that there is no sphira that does not consist of 10 sphirot. Hence, each and every sphira in the world must have the phase of malchut made of the above melachim. We'll read it again. The 10 sphirot of the 7 melachim that died. Know that the root of these melachim is the name first bone that emerged from the illumination of Enaim of Ak, called the world of Nikudim. Every phase of malchut that exists in all the worlds was made of this name bone. This is so because there is Malchut in Arich, in Abba Ve'ima, and in Zun. And they were all sorted by the name of Ma that elicited from Metzach of Ak, which is the phase of the male. You already know that there is not a sphira that does not consist of 10 sphirot. Hence, each and every sphira in all the worlds must have the phase of malchut made from the above melachim. We're going to go to number one in the inner light. The root of these melachim is the name First Bun. This means that in the world of correction, the phase of the name Havaya filled with Hay, which is Bon and Gimatria. Although they are the phase of Havaya of Sag in their origin, meaning Nekudot of Sag, it is as Rav wrote in the Tree of Life, that in the future, when all these melachim will be completely corrected, the name Sag shall be as before, and the name Ma shall be cancelled. This is the meaning of the returning of the world into Tov Vavo. At that time, there will be only two lights, Ab and Sag. However, in the world of correction, the Nekudot de Sag descended and became the name Bon there, meaning the female of the name Ma subordinate to him. Everything she has, she receives from the male, which is Havaya of Ma. This is why we always name the Zat of Nikudim Bon, though they were Nekudot of Sag. In fact, the Partsuf that emerged by the Zivug, the coupling in the screen of Phase 1, called the light of the Anaim, which is Havaya Dema, means 10 Sfirot at the level of Zeranpin. However, it is called Havaya of Sag for two reasons. One, because there is the light of the male there, which came out on phase two of clothing called Yeshut. And the level of Yeshut is called Havaya of Sag. The second reason is that the vessels of Nikudim, which are the phases of Nekudot of Sag of Ak, meaning the lower nine of Sag that descended below Tabu de Ak, the light departed from them, and these vessels moved to the 10 Sfirot of the world of Nikudim. For this reason, they are called Nekudot of Sag. The phase of Malchut that exists in all the world, in all the worlds, was made by this name Bon. Through the ascent of the lower Hay, namely Malchut, to the place of the Enaim, which is Chokhmah, Malchut mixed and connected to each and every Sfira of the 10 Sfirot. From then onward, this Malchut is connected with the first Hay, incorporated in each Sfira and in each Partsuf.
סיימנו עכשיו את אור פנימי של אות א'.
We finished inner light of item one. We can read it again.
אות ב', דברי הארי.
Number two, the words of the Ari. When the upper emanator began to create the world, he emanated, created, made, and did four worlds of Bia. He began to sort the four above mentioned melachim that died. What was sorted from him rose in the holiness of the worlds, and that was not sorted remained as Klipa and Sigim. However, the essence of these Sigim and Malachim, their root is the first, the name firstborn. It is one partsuf Adam from its rosh to its raglaim, containing corresponding klipot from its rosh to the raglaim.
Lelech le or pnimi
veyesh number two. These Sigim and Malachim, their root is the first name born.
Sigim, ken. Lech la'amud ha'kodem, ha'ot bet or pnimi ha'sigim ha'elu.
Again, in a light, these Sigim and Malachim, their root is the name firstborn. We must thoroughly understand what these Sigim are and how they were rooted and come from the name Bun. The thing is that you already know that the vessels of each Partsuf come to it from its upper one. This is so because once the lights of the ten Sfirot of the Guf of the upper one depart, and the vessels of the ten Sfirot remain emptied of light, these vessels move to the lower one and fill up with the lights of the lower one. Accordingly, you see that the vessels of the lower nine of Partsuf Sag of Ak that were emptied of their light with the restriction of Nehi of Ak, they are the very kelim of the Nikudim of Ak called Bun there. It has been explained in the inner light that the lower nine of Sag of Ak mix there in phase four, that is in the vessels of Nehi of Partsuf Keter of Ak. Phase four mixed with every single sphira up to Chokhmah, and thus there is a mixture of phase four in the vessels of Sag. In each and every phase of them, it has also been explained above why the lights of the vessels of Sag could shine in the place of phase four in Ak. This is so because there was no restriction on the light of Sag being the light of Binah. The restriction was only on the light of Chochmah. Afterwards, these vessels moved to the Zat of Nikudim, and Abba Ve'ima of Nikudim made it in the Zivug Gadlut face to face that extended the level of Chokhmah in their place from below upward in the phase of Rosh. After that, they dispense this light of Chokhmah to the Zat of Nikudim, where phase four was mixed in each and every one of those phases. Thus that light could not clothe in those vessels, since phase four was already restricted to not receive the light of Chokhmah. Therefore, when the light extended into the vessel and struck the phase four that was mixed in the vessel, it instantly departed and left all the vessels, Then the Kli too broke and died because of the phase 4 in it. It sucked something from the light before it left there. And this sucking caused a disparity of form in the phase of oppositeness from the emanator, which is the light of life, hence it is called death.
We find that this mixture of phase 4 in the vessels of Sag, which are phase 2, caused the shattering and death in the vessels. For this reason, this mixture is called Sigim Dross in the vessels. These are parts in the vessels that cannot receive the upper light, and because of them, the corruption falls into all the vessels, even in the parts that were worthy of receiving the light, namely the vessels of Sag that are from phase 2. He says that when he began to create the world, etc., he began to sort the four above-mentioned melachim, kings, that died. What was sorted from him rose in the holiness of the worlds, and what was not sorted remained a shell and dross. This is because after the light departed from the vessels, and the vessels died and fell to the separated worlds, to Bia, the emanator returned and sorted the broken vessels of the melachim, the kings. This means that he sorted the vessels that are worthy of clothing the upper light, which belong to the vessels of Sag, which are the partsufim of Atzilut in the Bon part of them. These dross that are mixed in phase 4 that were not sorted remained in Bia within the shells. Thus, we learn that the dross are parts of phase 4 that mixed with the vessels of Sag. That mixture was rooted in the vessels of Nekudim called Bon. As he says, these dross and kings, their root is the name first Bon, meaning in Nekudim. The words of the Ari containing corresponding shells from its Rosh, head to its aglaim, toes, feet. Commentary. This is because, in general, Zat are considered one whole Parzuf in Rosh and Guf. This is because they received the light of Gal and the Rosh from the coupling of Gadlut of Abba Ve'ima. The entire Zat broke face and back, as it is written below in this part. And because phase 4 was mixed in every single phase of the vessels of Nekudim, because of that, there are shells in it from its Rosh to its Raglaim, from head to toe, meaning dross that remained within the shells.
Okay. So the name Sigim comes from Sag. And we see as much as they mix in all the vessels. That's why there are klipot, shells, from the Rosh till the Raglaim, from the head till the end. The whole Paltzuf. Okay.
יש לנו עוד חצי שעה, כן?
We have another half hour, right?
No,
so what are we going to do? Should we go to...
יש לנו קטעים להכנה לכנס, קטעים נבחרים.
We have excerpts for a preparation for the convention.
נעבור לחלק הבא של השיעור.
Okay, so let's go to that.